Here's Michael Palin.
There was also the old, funnily enough, the old sort of Frost Report divisions were there, in that Terry and I still wrote a lot of the material which needed to be filmed.
Mm.
We wrote with a visual sense, which John and Graham didn't really bother about at all. They really weren't concerned, as far as I could tell, about where things were shot or what we were wearing. It was the words and the play on the words that were most important. Whereas Terry and I would, you know, begin a reading sometimes by setting the scene, you know, a mountain side in Scotland, the mist is drifting over. These became parodied amongst the group as pan over idyllic countryside. And, you know, as soon as I'd start reading, it's like, oh, here we go, pan over idyllic countryside, the sun is shining, all that. So Terry and I's work was known as pan over idyllic countryside. But we had to set the scene sometimes. That was sort of part of it. Terry and I used to call a lot of John and Graham's writing what we call thesaurus writing, because the cheese shop is an absolute classic example of thesaurus writing. Just get a great list and use all the words in it. And it sounded terribly knowledgeable. It actually was very funny.
Little lines that get forgotten, but John's character at the beginning of the cheese shop, where he says, I've been in the public library perusing Rogue Harry's by Hugh Walpole. And clearly John and Graham must have been sitting there. And they might have seen that book up there, or Graham would have noticed it. I think it's a very Graham thing. Let's put Rogue Harry's in a sketch. Rogue Harry's in a comedy sketch. It's a lovely thing.
Yeah.
Perusing Rogue Harry's, but it's not the information you need to know at all, but it's just, again, there's something about the words. And Python was just a great dumping ground for all these sort of half-connected thoughts and ideas. And I think hit a chord there, because a lot of other people, I think, had similar kind of education. And like we all do now, we know about all sorts of things without really being able to connect them.
Mm.
Just we read book reviews in papers, we go to a movie, we read a magazine, we pick out a book from the library. Rarely do we just concentrate on that, finish it, absorb it, stop, think about it, go on to the next.
Yeah.
So I think that's what Python was very good at, was clearing out all these sort of little dusty corners of knowledge.
But it juxtaposes intellectually.
Yes, and I think it's a sort of admission that you know, we all know too much, but understand too little.
Yeah.